Now, if you're someone that worries about how effective direct mail can be, take heart. This next campaign was an incentive program run by Taubman's Paints. Their objective was to increase the sale of paint to professional trade painters in the 2 months prior to Christmas. This campaign was conducted a few years ago by Peter Crossley when he was their marketing manager. And boy, did this promo work. Other companies probably would have sent out a letter or email announcing the promotion, but not Peter. He printed the offer on a carton of peanuts and direct mailed them to 5,000 painters. But for Peter, this wasn't a new idea. He had previously direct mailed cartons of peanuts on 3 separate occasions, and he had always measured the results in actual sales. In other words, he had the figures to prove that cartons of peanuts can move mountains of stock. So here's the interview we recorded after that campaign.
Yeah, look, I began running them when I was the spare parts marketing manager at Sunbeam Victor, the lawnmower people. My objective then was to increase the sales of spare parts for Victors in a 2 month period prior to Christmas. That's the peak season for mowers. That's when I first direct mailed jars of peanuts to mower shop owners. It worked so well, I ended up running the campaign for 3 years in a row. I've left Victor. A couple of years later, I've joined Taubman's, and I could see that the same kind of promotion would work here. So I've just completed my first campaign.
Tell us, Pete, how did the promotion work?
We wanted a simple idea and based it on that well-known fact that beer tastes best when it's free. We simply set painters a sales target to reach, like a hurdle. We based that on previous purchases, and all they had to do was hit that hurdle or purchase that amount, and then for every $100 they spent above that figure, they received a gift voucher for 6 cans of beer. I knew from the Victor campaign that beer was a high motivator, very popular incentive with all types of tradespeople. And by timing the campaign just to end the month before Christmas, it's their big chance to get free Christmas beer just for buying, in this case, Taubman's Paints.
Well, how did you tell the painters about the promotion?
As in my Victor days, we used the same style. We filled a jar with peanuts, which was contained in a carton. We dressed up the carton with some comical relief and some graphics. You know, the carton reads, it's the Taubman's Gone Nuts Christmas promotion, and on the back in the instructions, it's Taubman's Power Peanuts contain no harmful drugs and will not cause drowsiness up the ladder. So it had comical relief. It was light-hearted. There was nothing serious about it. Painters, I guess, as with all tradespeople, they're sick of being pounded with price discounts and special offers, etc. And we wanted something different. We wanted them to look at this and say, you know, what the hell is this? What's this in my mailbox? What's going on? And look at it a bit further. And, oh, it's not just another discount offer and throw it away.
Did you personally brief the reps about the campaign?
I actually addressed 2 sales meetings in 2 different states and got the opportunity to brief them on the promo. But unlike most of my marketing messages, I found by this time they'd already read about the promotion. If they'd received their nuts, they were full bottle on the whole promotion. They knew exactly what it was. A, because it was simple, and B, because they'd started eating the nuts. Of course, while they're eating the nuts, they're reading the carton. And whilst I was going through the promotion, they were already nodding their heads in agreement and understanding what I was putting out. And so I knew right then and there that they'd learnt more about it than any memo I'd ever sent out about previous promotions. They were in tune. They were behind it. They thought it was hilarious. They were very happy that it was light-hearted. There was nothing serious about this. There was no pressure on price or keeping sales, average sales prices up, anything like that. It was just a fun promotion.
Well, you mailed the 5,000 cartons. What happened when those nuts arrived at the painters' homes or businesses?
Look, if I can compare it directly with our technical bulletins, which are far more important than a nuts promo or any other letters that we may send out, we can have a technical bulletin go out today, and within a week, we have people ringing up our customer service or even our marketing department saying, I've got a question that relates directly to that technical bulletin. Now, that technical bulletin might have been on red paper or green paper or fluoro pink paper. It won't matter. We know that not everyone reads it, as opposed to the nuts, where we knew the painters were eating the nuts because they rang and asked for more. They asked questions about, you know, what sort of beer can I get? So they already knew that the beer was the reward. They'd eaten their nuts. They'd started reading the carton. And, look, it's just phenomenal, the difference. I mean, our objective was, let's get the message to them very quickly. We don't want them 3 weeks later thinking, oh, there's promotion and we'll get into it. From day one, they got the message, they knew what the reward was, and they were right into it.
And I'll bet your reps had a great time when they met painters that had received their nuts.
This is always a bonus, I think. Salespeople always find marketing promotions sometimes difficult to understand, or they don't get behind them. But with this, it was easy for the reps to follow. They don't have to go in with a price discount or some bulk buy to get the discount, or knowing that they've got to ask for an order. This time the ice was already broken. The painter's not thinking, oh, he's my Torben's rep again, you know, he wants an order or whatever. The rep was excited because he knew he had an icebreaker done. He could go in, and often the opening line was, you know, how's your nuts, and did you get your nuts, and have you gone nuts, and things like this. So they were talking about nothing to do with business, but at the same time, it was everything to do with business, because as soon as they got onto the nuts, the next thing was the target, and then the next thing was how far over the target can I go, and at the end of the day, that's just all the business we want. So the reps really liked the idea of having a very light-hearted promotion that made it easy to talk to their customers.
Well, Pete, as the promotion was drawing to a close, I guess you had to estimate just how many cans of beer the painters were going to win.
Yes, and that was a bad time of the month for me, and boy, did I get it wrong. I gave an estimate that was a full 100% wrong. In the last 2 weeks, they just went mad, and far beyond even my optimistic end-of-month projection.
So I suppose we're talking about some thousands of cans of beer, are we, Pete?
A substantial amount, and let me say it was actually hundreds of thousands.
Peter, here's a question all sales and marketing managers will have. Was the promotion difficult to manage?
I'd answer that quickly and say no. We had the database of our customers. It was easy for us to strip off the sales figures to monitor how they were progressing, and I think any company that has a reasonable computer system can do that.
Well, Peter, the campaign is over. What was the result?
It was a phenomenal success. It was just way beyond our wildest expectations.
Why do you think it worked so well?
I truly think because it's simple. There was no complexity to it. Painters received nuts. They have a target. They exceed the target. They win beer. Anybody can understand that.
Peter, like all marketing managers, you can only spend the budget once. You could have easily run a trade campaign, but you went nuts instead. Why?
Well, I see it this way. We could have tied up all that money and said, look, we're not going to run that campaign. We're going to advertise it. We're going to send out a sales bulletin. Yippee. No one will ever know how many painters read them. We can look at increases in sales and say, well, yeah, maybe it was because they were on special, maybe this, maybe that. With this, we knew the customers we targeted, we watched their increases, we knew exactly what was happening. And as I say, the big difference is this is measurable, and we measured the success. I've been doing them for 4 years now, and every year the result's the same. They're more than pay for themselves, and I can prove it. What more could you want?
I guess that says it all. Pete, I can tell from our interview that this has been a fun campaign and immensely successful. I'm sure there'll be plenty of marketing people that will think twice about trade promotions after listening to your campaign.
You're right, it is a lot of fun, and it really has made a difference to our business.